Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
Hey, welcome to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, and we're here every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Now, that may not seem like much, but if you really think about it, it is quite an achievement. And on top of that, truth is our bitch, and on top of that, well, I don't want to get into it. Anyway, welcome to the program. We're going to be with you until, as I mentioned, 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast. We have many thanks to extend to all of you who joined us on our AMA today at Reddit. It was a lot of fun. It got a higher rating than the one we did before. People lasted longer and, more flavor and last longer. And
Was it a cigarette?
No, it was the AMA. I'm making a joke. In any event...
What? You tell people at AMA...
AMA stands for Ask Me Anything, and it's always a lot of fun to do these AMAs at Reddit because people ask you, you have an opportunity to talk about what you do on the air a little bit more in depth, and you can talk about other things that you're doing. You just kind of hang with people. It's a lot of fun. We like doing them. We've done a couple, and we will continue to do those, and you do get lots of people also who, maybe have never heard the show before. So thank you again, everybody, and... And I hope that you're joining us online tonight. We do have our video cast every night, the Phil TV and HD video cast of our show here from the El Pacifico, so you can watch us as well as listen to us. Our number is 877-876-7445. Tonight we're going to bring on Chris Norton, who is a telemarketer from Redondo Beach, California, as well as a man who owns a mobile party service, I should say, and does some... infrequent acting, and we're going to talk to him about the incident having to do with this new song. It's called Gangnam Style or Gangnam Style. You know this, Robert?
Well, I know it's a dubstep song. Why you ask me?
Well, I'm sorry.
Yes, you, because you're over the dancing.
Yeah, but just because I'm black? I mean... No, it isn't because you're black. All right, bud, do you know the song?
No.
All right, well, then maybe I know more about it than you guys. It's a song. It originated in Korea. It's called dubstep. It's really got nothing whatsoever to do with what we're going to be talking with Chris about, which is the more and more, less frequently, I guess is the way to put it, are people opting for the bachelor party, because a lot of these bachelor and bachelorette parties, a lot of them just seem to be going out of style, and there's too much of a problem in terms of how comfortable people are at these. We're going to talk to Chris about that in just a moment. On Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, the Milwaukee Lions take on the Tampa Gator Bait at Earl Henry Stadium in Clearwater. Live play-by-play on the audio of the Wang radio call will be on Phil TV and HD starting at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Jack Hygagder and Brent Morrison calling the play-by-play of the Milwaukee Lions taking on the Tampa Gator Bait there in the Hillbilly Football Conference, so you can join us for that as well, and we'll have all of the updates as they come in on the other games. And we certainly hope you have a great weekend. Let me get on the line here, Chris Norton. As I said, Chris is right now working at doing telemarketing and doing, like a lot of folks, Chris, I guess you're just out there making your way in this world as a young man, and I would imagine that you, for you, it's, you know... Make hay while the sun shines, huh?
Yes, certainly. That's pretty much it. I mean, you start a business. I work a 40-hour week doing telemarketing, but I also try and keep my hand in other entrepreneurial things that I like to do. And doing the mobile party service has been exciting for me, and it's gives me an opportunity to express the sort of the part, the entertainer side of what I like to do.
So what went wrong at a bachelor party that apparently pictures were posted on Facebook and you had some measure of discomfort? Were you threatened?
I was threatened by a individual who I was later found out was the fiance or supposedly a fiance of the bachelorette whose party this was. Apparently thought that this incidental contact, which I don't know if you want me to tell people.
I can explain this to people. I think it'd be better because I want to make sure that we move the story along a little bit. But essentially what happened was you're dancing, right?
Yeah, I'm doing a dance as you would at any bachelorette party, and it's to this Gangnam Style song, it's Gangnam Style, I should say. I'm sorry.
Now, this is a song that's very popular.
Yeah, but there's a dance routine that I do to it for bachelorette parties.
Okay, and you wanted to demonstrate?
I just wanted to play a little bit of it. If I sent over copies of this to Mr. Dickman, and I suppose he has this song someplace. I don't know, but the.
But do you have this, Bud?
Yeah, just give me a sec.
Okay, so this is the song that we were discussing, and this song is what you were dancing to when this, I don't know what you want to call it, altercation or something, that no altercation took place at that time?
No, not at that time. If you can turn that down just a minute.
Yeah, turn it off right now. Okay, go ahead.
What I was basically going to say was that the boyfriend apparently had seen this on a Facebook page, and he saw this incidental contact.
All right, can you describe to me how this incidental contact took place between you and this bachelorette?
It's better if I demonstrate, or if the music's playing, so I can demonstrate, Mr. Henry, to your audience, so they understand that there's a certain.
Hold on, bud. Go ahead.
There's certain.
Hold on, bud. Turn it down for a minute, okay?
Yeah.
Don't turn it up until I ask you to, okay?
Okay.
There was a certain incidental contact that had been made.
I'm sorry. It's just.
Just turn it off. Go ahead, Chris.
There was a certain incidental contact that had been made when I was dancing. One of the things that I am noted for, and one of the things that I am hired for, and that many, you know, people who have these kinds of parties will look for individuals who are, I guess you could say, individuals who have a specialty or do something that is unique and something that is going to get the party, get the party going and people having a good time. And one of the things that I'm noted for is this kind of hip swivel that I do, or call a hip. It's called a hip flex.
And what is it called again?
It's called a hip flex.
Like a hip flex.
A hip flex, okay.
Yeah, and so when you do a hip flex, the way I do a hip flex is there is no contact that is supposed to be had. But I do a hip flex so that I generally bring my hip and the flexing part of my body as close to the bachelorette, the maid of, you know, the lady of honor, the lady whose party it is, as close to her as I can, you know. And it's sort of part of the daring aspect of a dance. Okay, so
This hip flex, you're flexing your hips in front of her.
That is correct.
And you're trying to get your body, or that flexing part of your body, as close as it can to her.
That is correct. Yes, sir.
Well, you got to tell him what it's basically is his penis. And
hold on, bud. Let him tell the story, okay?
Well, he's it's not my penis. I mean, no. It's because I'm wearing a thong. So,
but it's your part. It's your flexing into her. What? Her face?
Yes, sir. She's generally seated, and so you're doing a hip flex right up in to as close to her. You know, to her person as you can. It's a what's called in the in our business called a grill shot, or it's called a hip flex. A grill shot.
What does that mean, grill shot?
Yeah, you like the grill shot.
Bud, what can I talk to the gentleman?
Well, okay, I just thought Chris told me before that.
I did ask him, Mr. Henry. I said, if I get a little tongue tied, would you help me out? Because I'm a little nervous.
All right, I understand. Let's just call it what happened here was that you were flexing your hips, and then what happened?
Some inadvertent movement by this woman caused her nose to come into contact with the hip flex. Okay.
Meaning you?
Yes, sir. But I am reluctant to call it. I don't want to say it's me, because this is not really what the intention was. I did not intend to have her touch me. But she did, and I don't know. My understanding is she lunged forward. You know, someone said that there was an inadvertent, maybe she coughed, maybe or maybe she just lunged. It could have been involuntary, but there was a lunging.
Well, I don't know what that means. What does that mean?
Well, I mean, just the fact that she involuntarily lunged at it, you know.
I better not talk.
Go ahead.
Yeah, Bud, you remember when I was talking about it?
Yeah, like she was watching him do the flex, and then she just lunged at it.
Well, what are you guys trying to tell me? That the woman was suddenly just overcome with desire for Chris? And
well, it's not really that. It's just, if you are standing in front of a woman, and you have to understand, Mr. Henry, I've been doing this kind of dancing for a long time, and women are enjoying it, and I'm doing a hip flex, and I'm flexing, and all of a sudden, you know, she'll be looking at it, and finally she just, you know, has to, you know, she's got to take a shot. And
okay, hold the line here. And let's just take a break because we want to get back. He's going to demonstrate this with the music.
Yeah.
All right. Chris Norton is with us as we talk about a bachelorette party that he was apparently the featured dancer at. There was some inadvertent contact, and there is now a major civil action. And the idea of bachelorette and bachelor parties being looked at again by a lot of people. Are they really worth it? Are they as much fun as they used to be? 877-876-7445. The world-famous Phil Henry Show. We'll be right back.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Henry Show. Bill Henry Show.
Yeah, we were talking during the break about an old Hollywood actor named Henry Daniel that I just saw on this movie with Betty Davis. And you guys are far too young to... You may know the face, but I can't even begin to describe to you what movies you would have seen him in.
Well, what did he do?
Well, I was just telling Chris that Henry Daniel... lived in Los Angeles after he came over from London. He came over from England, and he was a big stage actor in London, and he was a stage actor in New York, and he finally came to Hollywood and was involved in a lot of movies. And he and his wife, they lived on Doheny, and according to the author P.G. Wodehouse, Henry Daniel and his wife would go into Los Angeles to some of these clubs. These were very underground clubs back in the old days, as you can imagine. They still would be now, as a matter of fact. And you could look through peepholes and look at people having sex, looking at orgies.
Okay, yeah, that was kind of almost like there was a place in Hollywood, Mr. Henry, called, Plato's Retreat. I don't know if you're familiar with it.
Yeah, I remember Plato's Retreat was on Sunset. That wasn't really a place where you went and watched, was it?
I don't know. I don't even know if it was Plato's Retreat at the time. I was taken to one of these places by an older woman that I was at that time involved with, because, you know, I've been, at any given time, I've been involved with a lot of different women. But, we had sex, you know, in front of people.
Were people looking at you?
Well, I mean, I didn't know that they were there, but I assumed that she said to me, yeah, there's probably people looking through, you know, there were cracks in the wall, and it was kind of a dirty place, and she said there were people looking at you from under the floorboards and stuff. And
under the floorboards?
Well, what was this, man? Was it like a crack house?
No, it was a club, man. It was a sex club. If you've ever been to maybe you don't know, but are you familiar with sex club?
No, man, I don't know what a sex club is.
What?
I don't know what a sex club is. What do you mean a sex club?
It's like a place where people go and have sex, you know?
Yeah, but what does it cost you money?
No, I know. What it is you go and have sex, and then there's people that are not going to be having no sex in front of other people because no one's going to want to look at it, you know? You know what I mean?
Yeah, so they're nobody wants to look at them have sex?
Yeah, and so I went with this one lady, and because, you know, for better or for worse, I mean, I don't want to brag, but people do would probably rather see me have sass than see a lot of people. So I went with this one woman. She said, yeah, I want you to have sass in front of these people. And I said, well, where are they? She said, well, they're like...
But this club that this Mr. Daniel went to had peepholes.
Yeah, well, this one did too.
Well, what do you mean they're looking up through the... What do you mean they're looking at looking at you through...
Well, she said that they were everywhere. The people looking at you having sass were everywhere.
Yeah, but you said they're looking at you through cracks in the floorboards? And
well, yeah, I don't know where everybody was, but she said there's people, and I said, well, I don't see anybody. She said, don't worry. She said, don't worry about it, you know. Because I said, if I'm going to have sass, you know, in front of, well, where are they? And she goes, don't sweat it, you know, quit sweating it. And
what does that mean? Were you sweating it?
Well, no, I wasn't sweating it, but sort of. I mean, if I want to have sass in front of people, well, where are they? And she goes, you know, he's back on, you know, she said, relax.
And well, what were you, having a cow over this one? This guy's flipping his lid.
Boy, y'all excited?
I wasn't flipping my lid, okay? I wasn't flipping my lid. I just said, you said I was going to have sass.
All right, let's get off this. This is a ridiculous conversation. So let's get back to the far more adult conversation we're having. Chris Norton is joining us. He is the owner of a mobile party service, Norton Explodes. Is that the name of your company?
Yes, sir. Sorry.
Okay, and how long have you owned this?
Norton Explodes has been been a lot. You know, it's been around several years. You know, probably I don't know.
Well, I mean, for years?
Yeah, well, Norton Explodes, probably, like, it's been... There's a look at a book of it.
Excuse me, Mr. Norton. Could you? I can't understand you.
I'm sorry, Mr. You asked me.
I asked you how long has your company been in existence? Norton Explodes. How long?
Yeah, I was trying to remember because we had incorporated and then we decorporate. We had a corporation and these.
But just give me a year. Give me a round figure. You know.
Yeah, just like a year at all.
Any year at all, or you want a year at...
No, not any year at all. I want the year that it was started, you know, okay?
Yeah, I know, but I'm trying to move it along.
Hey, what is it with you guys all of a sudden? I'll run this, okay?
Yeah, we gotta pick it up, though.
Oh, well, is that right? I'll run the show. Not you, me.
You talk about when it was, when Norton Explodes started.
Yes, sir. What year? Just give me a year.
Norton Explodes... I know that I came out to L.A. You know, I grew up in Fulton, and I was having sex.
You can't even remember when this thing, was it a year? Was it 6 months? Was it 3 weeks? I mean, never mind. It's not even that important. I just wanted to know how experienced are you at these kind of bachelorette parties?
Well, I've got experience with dancing. I've got experience with dancing for women, and I've got experience that way, and I have experience making women... happy, you know, but I don't have as much experience as I guess I should have in part in a business, you know, but...
All right, so now we're at this bachelorette party. Take us through what happened.
Well, what happened was, Mr. Henry, there's a part of the dance where that's not it, but...
Bud, cue up the right song, please.
The song is called Gangnam Style, and it is a very popular song, and I started to dance to it, and when I started to dance to it, I do the hip flex. Now, the hip flex is, that's good.
Open Gangnam Style.
All right, as soon as he says, did you hear him say Open Gangnam Style?
Yeah.
Okay, that's when I start the hip flex, and I start moving forward, and I'm doing a hip flex. Okay, and I don't know if you can hear me, Mr. Henry.
Yes, I can.
All right, now the bachelorette is sitting directly in front of me. And I'm like, yeah, 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 yeah. And I'm not saying yeah, yeah, but that's what I'm thinking in order to keep myself to the beat, right? Right, Mr. Henry?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, one, two. And here. Okay, now, this is where I go down into the splits, and then I pop back up. I go down into the splits, I pop back up. Now I keep moving forward toward her, and it's a flex, 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 flex. Yeah, flex, yeah, flex, yeah. All right, and at this particular point, he's going to say Open Gangnam Style. Where is it? Right. Yeah, and okay, that's one flex there. All right, then I pretend right there comes. Now I'm about probably 2 inches from her nose.
And all right, cut the music for a minute.
And then I turn around, I start swinging. Now I do the, I do what's called, I shouldn't say this, am I entitled to say, I do an ass swivel.
Yeah, this is a pivotal move.
I do an ass swivel.
Okay, fine, but just cut the music for a minute because I want to ask a question now. It was at that moment that that guy's like building to a crescendo. All right, now we have to take a break.
Yeah, right at that moment when you do it. Okay, that's right.
Hold on. We'll be right back with Chris Norton as we get to the bottom of how it is at a bachelorette party while dancing. He came into contact with this woman by mistake, her fault. That's what he said. I understand it. Now, Bud, this is the song. Okay, we have to start it all over again, huh?
Yeah, right. From there, Chris.
Okay, Mr. Henry, I'm going flat. And what I'm trying to say here is that I guess I've got to start it all over again because
Yeah, I got it.
Okay, the song has that moment where it builds to a crescendo. And when you do the hip flaps or you do an ass swivel, and excuse my language on that, but...
No, that's all right.
That's when she either sneezed or I don't know what happened, but there was a lunge and her nose and some part of her face, touched me. And so, okay, that happened, right? Now I come to find out I got a email to my company email account, which is Norexplode. And it was from a man by the name of Jason, Malone. Jason Malone, who has said that he saw a picture on Facebook of me shoving my, my shoving it in. Or not shoving it in, I'm sorry, Mr. Henry.
But with you thrusting your hips.
Yes, sir, yes. And I said, I emailed back, I said, what? You know? And he emailed back saying, I talked to her. She said that you thrust it. I said, no, I did not. Let me explain what it happened. And he said, well, what? And I said, the only way for me to explain is to demonstrate it. And if you can be at 2121 Cavender at 7 o'clock tonight, I can show you. And he said, okay. And he took down the address. And then I started to think about it, and I thought, that's almost like a gay come-on, you know, that he agreed to meet me at night for me to do my dance for him. You know what I mean, Mr. Henry?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, didn't you want to show this guy what was up?
I did want to show him, but I suddenly got really nervous about it. So I said, no, on second thought, I don't want to do no dance for you, and don't you feel... I said, are you straight? And he goes, yeah. And he got all pissed. And I go, okay, why do you want to come over to my apartment and watch me dance around my living room for you? And he's all, you know, and he sent me some profanities and obscenities, and I just cut off, you know, all communication after that.
Well, that's a story that's very interesting, but it doesn't tell me what happened.
Well, I mean, what happened was...
In other words, whether this guy got angry at you, he's now trying to sue you, or who's trying to sue you?
Well, the girlfriend is trying to sue me, or the fiancé, or whatever.
Well, she must be a fiancé if it's a bachelorette party.
Yeah, it was a bachelorette party, but it wasn't... That's not the husband. This is a guy that she... she's not getting married to the guy that the bachelorette party was for. She's going out now with this new guy.
Okay, these people have got a pair on them, man, to be suing you.
Well, that was my whole point, yeah. That was my whole point. So anyway, I said to her, and I said to him, I didn't do anything. She lunged. And
well, what is this lunged? You know, you are dancing, and you're thrusting your hips about, you say, a couple of inches from her nose. Don't you think that that is pretty... maybe too close for comfort, and that would allow for any kind of incidental contact is going to take place if someone is that close?
Well, I don't think so, you know, because if you're doing a hip-less dance and she's mesmerized by it, she's gonna go for it, you know. And
what does that mean, go for it? What does that mean?
Well, it's pretty obvious.
Not talking to you, bud. What does that mean?
Well, it means that she's
gonna take a shot.
Well, what does that mean, take a shot, man?
It means if you've got, if it's flexing, you're bound to want to, if you're female.
So she purposefully leaned forward to push her face against it as you were hip flexing.
That is my contention, yes, sir, Mr. Henry, yes, sir.
All right, let's get this boyfriend. You got the boyfriend?
Yeah, I got him online, too.
We're going to talk to this gentleman. His name's not Jason. It's Austin is is the name that he gave us.
Yes, sir. That's correct, yeah.
Austin?
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, where are you?
I'm in Lancaster, California. That's right. Now I remember, yeah. You remember me now, don't you? Yeah, I remember you. I mean, I don't have a problem with you at all, sir. You don't have a problem with me. What I'm saying to, what I said to Mr. Henry and to my attorney, is what I saw on Facebook was your lower body, your crotch, basically, pressed right up into the face of my girlfriend so far that her nose was flattened by it. Well, sir, that's, to me, that's you looking pretty, boy, are you looking pretty close to that photograph? You know, yeah, I'm looking close to that photograph because that's a woman that I love.
Well, she's not your, and I'm not saying you don't have a right to be indignant, sir, but is she a wife? Is she a girlfriend?
She's my girlfriend. Okay, so at the time I was doing a bachelorette party, I wasn't doing it for you, okay? What do you mean doing it for me? I mean, I was doing it for her, and she was the fiancée of another guy. Yeah, she was the fiancée of my friend Bill, but that, or Jerome, I should say, Bill was, this is a very long story, Mr. Henry. I don't know if you want to hear it.
No, I don't want to hear it, okay?
All right, sir, I'm sorry, but the point I'm trying to make is she was the fiance of this other gentleman by the name of William Lerner, and...
William Lerner?
No, sir, Lerner, R-O-E-R-N-E-R. Yeah, that was the name on the check that I got.
Okay, so where do you come into all of this, Austin?
I was her boyfriend, and I still am.
Even while she was having a bachelorette party for a wedding?
So the wedding had been called off, but they went ahead with the bachelorette party anyway.
The wedding had been called off, so these women met to have a bachelorette party for a woman that was not to be married.
Right, but they'd called the wedding off, but they had not announced it to their friends. So they were still having, and I understand it's very convoluted. If you can just, for a moment, Mr. Henry, follow me here. I know it sounds crazy, but what I'm telling you is, on Facebook, there was a picture posted of this man so-called hip flexing that he flexed right into her nose. So if you look at the picture, her nose is flat. I'm hearing, is that the song that they're playing?
No, that's not the song, bud.
Sorry.
Her nose has been flattened by the flex, and it was to that photograph that I did take an exception to it. If I could. I was going to demonstrate this for you, okay? I know, but you called it off. Yeah, I called it off. You didn't find it kind of strange I was going to hit flex? What?
Hold on for a minute. Now, what are you doing?
All right, here's what I was doing. And sir, imagine if you will, your fiance is sitting in front of me, and I'm just going, yeah, yeah. And what does yeah mean? What does that mean? That's the flex. That's the flex.
The what?
The flex. I'm doing a hip flex. So I'm going, yeah. Every time I say yeah, I'm flexing.
You're flexing?
Yeah. Sir, if you don't mind, you got either a speech impediment or you have I've got a sinus problem.
Yeah, because you're saying fless.
All right. Yeah, okay, right here. This is a very dramatic part right here. Yeah. Okay, now right here. Right here, and... All right. Full flex. And then right... And then it's... Yeah, that's probably where it flattened. Yeah, right there. Is that what you're saying? Yeah, that was probably Mr. Henry. Okay, kill it for a minute, will you, bud? Kill it for a minute, will you, bud? Hey, bud.
Bud, kill it, will you?
Oh, sorry, I was enjoying it.
Well, that's nice that you're enjoying it, man. You're also working, okay?
Mr. Marka, right there on that fourth flex, is when I probably flipped, and she went ahead and took a shot, or I shouldn't say took. What does this take a shot, sir? Because I think what you're saying is offensive to you're basically saying that she behaved in a very unsuitable manner.
Well, what he's saying is that she sexually assaulted or she sexually, you know, committed some kind of sexual battery on you.
Yes, sir. That's what he's saying. Is that what you're claiming? No, I'm not. No, I'm not, sir. No, I'm not.
But you're saying she initiated the contact.
I am saying that, yes, sir. But I'm not saying it's no, I'm not trying to say it's no sexual battery. I think she lunged. I think she, you know, I don't feel violated. I've danced at so many of these. And I understand about a hip flex. When you flex, see right here? Yeah. I got to start all over again, if you don't mind, Mr. Henry. It's really important.
All right, just start it over again, bud.
What?
Start it over again. I don't want to have to yell over top of this guy. Okay?
What do you mean, this guy? It's a recording, you know, so.
Yeah, I know. It's still a guy singing. All right, so here we have this song, this idiotic open congam style. Now you're going to be, what are you demonstrating here?
I want to demonstrate the drama, the dramatic effect on the flesh, and why you can become very emotionally caught up in it, is all I'm trying to say. So, at this point, I step forward with my right foot, then I step forward with my left foot, then I step forward on a right foot, and I step forward in a left foot. I go, dude, right? Yeah, now the hip flex. I'm still stepping forward, hip flex. You know, I can't understand a thing you're saying, hip flex. I'm saying hip flex, man, do you understand?
Flex.
All right. Now, yeah, okay, here's the dramatic part. Listen to this. Yeah, do-do-do-do-do-do, yeah. This is very dramatic, very dramatic. Okay. Now, here comes when the flesh, this is where her nose flattened up against my... Yeah, I understand, sir. Right here. Full flex.
Open Gangnam Style.
Yeah. All right, I get the picture.
Okay. So, I do too.
I get the picture, okay? I know what went on. I know all the little secrets now. What happened was, is you are saying that you went into a full flex, as you call it, and I think you thrust and flexed right up there, man. No, I didn't. No, I did not. She went, it's as good a time as any. It's now or never. You know,
what do you mean it's now or never? That's what she said.
That's what I believe based on my experience. Based on my experience, Mr. Henry. And everybody's different with a flex. When you believe me, I've done so many of these. I've done so many of these bachelorette parties, that, and I tried to demonstrate it for Mr. Remarka. I was going to come to your apartment. Remember when we made plans? Yeah, I remember when we made plans. Quit trying to make this sound like some kind of a boy date, okay? I simply wanted to... It's not, man. I mean, I'm straight. Yeah, I know, but you all remember when we made plans like you're going to get a teardrop. I simply wanted to know what was going on, that's all.
Well, you know...
What's that supposed to mean, Mr. Henry?
Well, it's a little... What is it with you two guys, anyway? Hey, I'll meet you at your apartment at 7 and I'll dance for you.
How else am I going to know what he's talking about?
You know what, man? You're suing him, right?
Yeah.
He could demonstrate it in a courtroom or during a deposition, or you could get the witnesses to testify as to what they saw. What are you talking about?
Well, I think I can read you loud and clear. You think that I was involved?
No, I wasn't. I'm not thinking that at all. I'm just saying that you two guys, you two gentlemen, have a really strange way of trying to figure out what the evidence in this case is. That's all I'm saying. Hang on the line here. Talking with Chris Norton, Mr. Austin Amarka was at this... No, he wasn't. He saw it in a picture, bud.
Yeah, he's seen it on Facebook and everything.
Yeah, I was doing it on Facebook, and he saw apparently it was a hip flex and flattened the nose up.
A hip flex flattened her nose. We'll be right back. World famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
All right, man. Can I demonstrate a flat, you know?
World famous Phil Henry Show.
Yeah, the other one, too.
All right, Chris, do you know, I don't know whether you know this gentleman or not, but he, we have on the line the father of one of another one of your club, another one of the ladies who, whose party you danced at. And Mr. Biske, you there?
Yeah, right here, Phil.
All right, Mr. Biske, your daughter, Elaine, had a bachelorette party that was hosted or otherwise performed at by Mr. Norton, correct?
That is correct. And what happened was they saw Mr. Norton, and I don't know if you remember meeting me. I'm sorry, sir, I don't. All right, that's all right. The song was Get Down on It. And here's why I remember it. You told me the meaning of the song, and that was fine. All I wanted was to know that there was nothing prurient or offensive to my daughter. Okay, now I remember you, sir. Yes, sir, I do remember you. Okay. But you do remember. And what happened was the song was Get Down on It. I remember I penciled it in. I wrote it into a notebook that I had. All right, enough said. Now, cut to a week later.
Okay, sir, we got to pick this up.
Yeah, this is not a movie or nothing like that. Look, I know it's not a movie. But a week later, you said in order to demonstrate this song, Get Down on It, I had to lay on my back on the floor. Didn't I have to do that? I said it would be preferable if you did so I could demonstrate. So you'd be comfortable of me doing it, you know. So I laid on my back on the floor. Sir, if it's all the same to you, I'd like to play that song so that Mr. Henry and his audience can at least, you know, so I can have my side of the case. Okay, here's the song, Mr. Henry. Imagine, if you will, I'm laying on my back. All right, Mr. Henry?
Yeah, so what's going on? You got this gentleman, are you the father of the girl?
Yes, because I was going to hire Mr. Norton to be a dancer at her bachelorette party. And I was concerned about the prurience, and I had said to him I was concerned about it. So he has me lay on the floor, and before I knew what was happening, you said that you were doing a swivel. If I could just say, Mr. Henry, I was doing a bun swivel. I did what's called a bun swivel, and I did a hip flex. And you lower your, as you swivel, you're lowering your bun until it's over. Well, it was over his face. That's when I said, I want up from here. I want to get up from here, please. And you continued to have your posterior going back and forth like a pendulum. Sir, I asked you. You said, I said, I need to demonstrate. You said, okay. Then at the last minute, while I'm doing the swivel, I did a swivel, did a fless. I did a swivel, did a fless. Then I did two flesses. It doesn't matter to me, sir, what you were doing. It doesn't matter to me what this dance step was. I said I want up from here. And you did not allow me to get up. You continued with this pendulating motion of your posterior until it literally brushed. It brushed my nose. That's correct, sir. Yes, it did.
So what was your point in doing that?
To demonstrate to this man, to show him that it was not any kind of sexual attack or nothing improper.
You know something, Chris?
Nothing improper?
Hold on. Nothing improper, huh? You're swiveling your ass back and forth over this guy's face, and then it brushes his nose?
That is what I wanted to say, and I don't want to, Mr. Biske, I don't want to say nothing, but again, sir, this was the one. You lunged. You know, what does that mean, I lunged? You went for it, and...
Okay, you know something? That is an asinine thing to say. When you are dancing and your body is that close to whoever the audience member is, and there is contact made, I think any court in the world is, well, you know...
See, because what you're going to say, Mr. Henry, you're not right, because there has to be consent for the face to be brushed, okay? Well, there was no consent on my part, I can assure you. Is that right? Then why did you just lay there all, you know, yeah. What?
Well, what? The reason why I hesitated is I imagine a cop raiding a place, and then they go to court, and a cop is going to say, well, there had to be consent because this is what was going on. Why didn't they just get up and leave? So I have to ask you, Mr. Biskey, why didn't you just get up and leave?
You might as well ask this about my daughter, too. Why didn't she just get up and leave? Okay?
All right, well, then why didn't she?
Because I believe there was a state of shock. I think any normal human being would be in a state of shock looking at someone swiveling or rocking their buns or that part of their body back and forth in someone's face. Now, here you have a young man who is being... Can I interrupt you for a minute? Okay, Mr. Ray, this is a perfect dance step. This is a perfect hip flex and butt swivel song. The last one wasn't very good. Okay, Mr. Henry?
Whatever, man.
Well, that was just... Well, hold on. Yeah, okay, right here. Yeah. All right, now, even if you, Mr. Biskey, are laying on the floor with your nose, you know, like that close to whatever... You're gonna go ahead and maybe catch the brass ring. And nothing gets me down. I think you are the most offensive young man I've ever talked to, and I'm very, very grateful that I got my daughter out of that hotel room that night. Yes, sir, and you don't want to pay me what you owe me? No, I don't want to pay you. What did I just... I'm hearing voices.